listening today. As we continue from last week talking about walking by faith, one of the reasons we can walk by faith is because of God's promises, and we're going to talk about those today. God makes certain promises to us, and I'd like for us to look at a few verses to see what Scripture says about the words of God. In 1 Kings 8:56, it says, "Blessed be the Lord who has given rest to his people Israel, according to all that he promised. Not one word has failed of all his good promises, which he spoke by Moses, his servant." Not one word has failed. We can count on God's promises. And in Isaiah 55:11, it says, "So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." Just as the rain and the snow cannot fail to nourish the earth, God's word of promise cannot fail to bring his people into the richness and fullness of eternal life. Human good intentions fail us, but God's promises succeed. They never, ever, ever fail us. In 2 Peter 1:3-4, it says, "His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire." So God has granted believers his precious and great promises. It's through these great promises that we can become partakers of the divine nature. Of course, we can never become part of God, but amazingly, we can share in his nature as we strive to become more like him every day in our walk with him. Question: what should be our attitude in claiming God's promises? We should be earnest or sincere, so we won't be sluggish. We need to be alert and aware of God's promises. And how do we know this? Because in Hebrews 6:11-12, it tells us to show earnestness, to have the full assurance of hope until the end, so that we may not be sluggish, but that we would be imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Another question: why did God make promises to his children? If we go a little further into chapter 6 of Hebrews, in verses 17-19, we see that God made promises to us to encourage us to take his promises to heart, so that we will hold fast to them. Christian hope is the person and saving work of Jesus Christ. I pray that you have that hope today. If you don't, please reach out to someone who does and allow them to help you find hope in Jesus, and to allow them to share the promises of God. Let's finish up with this. We really need to be careful in what and who we put our hope in today. We cannot count on people, leaders, political parties, media, or relationships to give us hope. But we can most definitely stand on the promises of God. Have a great week. May God bless you always and in all ways.